and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
It must really like those cute little banana peppers, huh?
Well, that's a digital media file there that's available through a little box that's just sitting there. You just press a button, like 48.
I don't know if it does it anymore. Let's see.
No. Bonehead of the day.
Hey, it's in there still.
So you got to love digital. Like 46.
Someone didn't get a nap today.
See? This is why you love digital audio. I mean, to be able to do that 10 years ago, we'd have had to like hire those people to be in the studio.
You remember back in the old days when we used to do this show and we had old
carts,
which for the rest of you out in the world, if you remember 8-track,
yeah,
just think of a very short 8-track.
Very short.
And we had a big cart machine in here. And
it was slow.
And they had a CD thing too, but you had to put it inside of those little little cases, the carriers, and stick it in. Oh, it was awful.
You know when you're listening to music on the radio, on FM radio?
Yeah.
It's all hard drives just being pumped out by a hard drive now.
Hard drives being pumped out by a hard drive?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Lots of hard drives.
Uh-huh.
No.
Right.
The music's all digital. There's no CDs, no...
Although, the brethren over at Power 92, they actually have a guy in there with the vinyl, and they embellish. Real live guy.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. You've never walked on that side?
Take a walk on the wild side.
All right, before we get back to the callers here, and Bill, we'll definitely get to your question about the Zen, or your comments on the Zen, because we want to share that information. Let's go to our Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you a little extra verbiage, some of the vernacular of the tech elite that try to make you feel like an idiot because you don't know what they're talking about, and we're going to arm you with knowledge so that you can say, I know what that means, you big nerdy jerk. Sorry.
What?
It's a therapy thing for me.
I like this one this week.
Yes, this week's Geek Speak of the Week is...
Dancing Frog.
A dancing frog.
And a lot of you can probably relate to this because I've seen a few dancing frogs in our stores.
Haven't we all?
Basically, it's a problem that occurs on a computer that will not reappear while anyone else is watching. Imagine that.
So then... people coming in thinking that they're seeing things and because nobody else can see them?
Yeah, you get in the store, everything's working just peachy.
I see dead PCs.
It's from the classic Warner Brothers cartoon, One Froggy Evening.
Yes.
Featuring a dancing and singing Michigan J. Frog that just croaks when anyone else is around.
And he's the Warner Brothers mascot now, isn't he?
That's correct.
Yeah. So Dancing Frog. So
there's some knowledge for it.
When you go in, you're taking your computer in to get service because you had this crazy thing going on, just let them know you got a dancing frog problem. And chances are, especially if you're going to these places where they got the real young guys, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to feel superior to the guy that's supposed to make you feel like an idiot.
I hate
this. I'm so confused.
The nerds and the geeks, the guy on Saturday Night Live, it's so stereotypical, but unfortunately it is so true in our industry. There's so many people that treat the average consumer like they're, Shaw.
Oh, the guy that just shoves a guy out of the way, types on the keyboard real quick and runs off. And
you can't do this without that, without this. Just make him feel stupid. So.
The Saturday Night Live IT guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. But anyway, let's go to Nick, the computer guy. Let's go to Bill. He's got a comment on his creative Zen. Bill, welcome and thanks for holding.
Yeah, I've got a Nomad jukebox.
It's the Zen, right?
Yeah.
It's the iPod counterpart.
Yeah.
At a lower price.
At a lower price.
With
doesn't have the radio.
Which, who cares?
Yeah. I figured what I do is I don't like listening to the radio a whole lot anyway.
Except for this show.
Too much talking.
Well, you're listening to talk radio, so that's talk radio.
That's because I'm benefiting from it.
Ah! So what else caused you? Now, when you made your decision to buy the Zen instead of the iPod or whatever else you were looking at, what was the decision tree like?
It has a replaceable battery, and the battery, it lasts longer. Not necessarily. The price between the iPod and the Zen was the decision maker.
Like $50, wasn't it?
Yeah. And
same storage capacity, same everything. It was just $50 cheaper.
Yeah, and then I get it on sale with a rebate and that kind of stuff, and it drops it quite a bit down.
You know what else you did by buying the Zen?
What?
All of the restrictions put into the iTunes file formats, where you have to use that one program and you don't have near the flexibility that you're going to have with the Zen. And in fact, we had an email from somebody asking, what's the difference between MP4 and MP3? Did you even know there was an MP4?
Oh, well, I kind of heard about it. But
that's Apple's,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's Apple's proprietary file format they use in iTunes,
okay,
known as AAC, and MPEG Layer 4. It basically works at a slightly higher bit rate than the standard MP3 file format, but you can easily make that adjustment in any other program and get that same bit rate, which is 160 kilobits per second. 128 is this kind of the default setting for most programs, so by increasing it, you increase the file size,
mm-hmm,
but you also increase the sound quality. So the further up you go, like this free service that we're doing, actually encodes everything at 192, so the file sizes will be a little bigger, but again, the quality goes up a little higher.
Okay, you're right. It has more bits in it.
Yeah, it sounds, as we say on this show, more gooder.
There you go. my other comment was, I've been... Since computers became PCs, my aim has always been it's always been music anyway. And to be able to load the music, to be able to convert my vinyl tapes, whatever, to digital, and have it in a library. Well, my son got a step ahead of me, and last Christmas. He says, I want to show you something. And so he gets out his Palm Pilot, and he's got his music running through his stereo, and he starts changing his music library off his Palm Pilot.
Mm-hmm. Was he remotely controlling the music library that's the some of the wireless interfaces that are out there?
Yeah, so yeah. He's kind of a step ahead of me.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a whole... Both Brandon and I came from the home audio business before we got into computers some years ago. In my case, 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was around... I remember the stereo store I was working in when the first Sony CD player arrived. And I remember the first karaoke machine that came out.
Karaoke on Laserdisc.
They sent somebody out, this Japanese engineer from Japan. This guy's out on the sidewalk singing, and people are looking at him like he's some kind of kook, because nobody knew what karaoke was. But the convergence, the ability to combine my first love of home electronics and my current love of computers, is mm-hmm. it's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many cool things out there, and a lot of them are working off of the wireless networks that people are putting in already, or you can go through wired. But yeah, you can walk around with these handheld devices look kind of like iPods and control the music in every single room, and I mean it's just become amazing.
Yeah, my whole aim with the Nomad was to load all my whole library on it, and right now I've got it's a 40 gig, and I have probably it's all albums.
Yep,
314 albums I've got on it.
And how much space is that taking? About half of it?
It's actually less than half.
I have
23,000 megabytes left.
23 meg.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate you chiming in. That is the Creative Zen.
Yes.
Get a big thumbs up from Bill.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for your music player out there, if you want to look for an alternative to the iPod, both in price and in flexibility, the Creative line is definitely one of the big competitors.
Absolutely.
Check it out. You can creative.com or Creative Labs.
Mr. Robert Valencia, our technical director, is holding up something. I can't even see what it is from here.
What is that?
Oh, it's a cool little Creative. It's square, maybe 2.5 inches square, and about maybe 3/4 inch thick.
And it uses a flash card instead of a hard drive, right?
No, it uses, I think, one of those little mini drives in it. It's a 4 gig.
It's got one of those 1-inch drives in it. It's really light. Maybe he was showing it to me a few minutes ago. It's pretty cool.
I've got one pretty similar to that made by Rio, and it's a little bit bigger in most dimensions, but thinner, and I think it's also a 4 gig. So
you know what's amazing about those things? Now you can, if you're snowboarding, skiing, I mean, any kind of activity that's out there, as long as it's, I guess, not going to get wet.
Right.
I mean, you can just take this incredible album library with you, and I mean, it's whether you're traveling or just kind of hanging out or you're working out or whatever. I mean, it's so cool to have. It's one of those things that once you use it, it's like, well, how did I go this long without this thing?
It's exactly like when you first got your high-speed internet connection, and at first you were like, wow, and now if you try to use dial-up, you're like, oh my gosh, how did I ever survive this?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of idea. How did you ever survive with those you know, 100 CDs in these little wallets in your car, sliding around in the console. Ugh.
By the way, Lance, who was on and asked about how do I maybe get my discs cleaned up and what have you, in our follow-up newsletter, for those of you interested, we're gonna put a bunch of resources on there on things that there's some little tricks out there that people have used to kind of resurrect CDs long enough to be able to get stuff off. One of the tricks that I've heard about, I'm going to have to go verify, was like toothpaste. You know, once you clean it all off, you can fill in the cracks with toothpaste and maybe get the songs off.
You can actually buff a layer of the CD off, essentially.
Well, if it's stuff that you really, really care about, hard-to-find music, things that are real valuable to you, there's actually a couple of people out there that have professional services, but one person here locally that I think invented a little contraption that they put the disc in and it resurfaces the disc. It's really kind of cool. So we'll have that stuff in the follow-up newsletter.
And again, if you are going to take advantage of the free service, one of the things that the folks that are doing the transfer for you will do is try to clean up those discs so that they can get that stuff off for you. So, you know, you don't even have to, if you've got discs that are questionable, again, only commercial discs. So if you have discs that you've burned, your friends have burned, doesn't matter where the music came from, that's, you know, we want to make sure we stay completely legal. So you have to bring us completely commercial legal discs and up to 25 for free. Again, you can learn more about it at datadoctors.com/music. They've got some T-shirts at various locations that if you get there early enough, get to join the music, the digital revolution T-shirts and some cool stuff out there. So, but check it out. It's really, there's a calculator on our website to calculate what it would cost you to replace your CD library if you're going to go buy them one at a time. And you know you've done it. People that have bought music online, they rebought music they already had because...
You're already kicking yourself right now going, I already paid for this and that.
It was just easier. And for the cost, generally speaking, for the cost of one song off of that favorite CD you have, you can get the whole CD transferred. So it's really a great service. Check it out if you're interested at all. It's all free for the next couple of weeks for the first 25.
When we come back, we've got our download of the week and, of course, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle. Back right after this.